Welcome to the Shir and Sefer Charedim. We're continuing with Chapter 4, Perek Dalet, Shelo Legashem Afilo Sasferos Chas V'Chalila. That a person is not allowed to give any physicality to the spheres. Chas V'Shalom. Kol Megamaseinu B'chol Tfiloseinu V'chol Avodaseinu B'limud HaTorah V'Masim HaMitzvos El Adon Yachid Yisborach L'Hamshech Mimenu Shefa El tes sfirosav shehu ha'or halavan v'la'or hatechela shemichuber la'lavan lehashpia eleinu. All of our purpose with our prayers and with our service of God, with learning Torah and doing good deeds, all of it is for the sole purpose is to bring down the Shefa of Hashem, the being, Kaviyachal, God Himself, down to the ten spheros of His representation, which is the white light, and to bring them down into the blue light, which is attached to the white light, in order that it may have influence upon us. V'zehu she'amru b'maseches brachos, and this is what Chazal said in Masechta Brachos, ha'mispalel, a person who prays, tzarech she'yitein einav l'mata v'libu l'mala. He has to point his eyes low, he has to look down, but he has to raise his heart up and point it up. L'mata, what does it mean below? Le'eser sefirosav, to his ten spheros. L'mala, above, Remez l'adon yachid shemimenu ha'or zareach. That's a hint to one master from whom the light shines. And again, if you remember, as we just discussed in Chapter 2, that the spheres are representations of Hashem in terms of how we relate to Him, and therefore the way different character traits relate within us ourselves, our internal struggles, in our internal relationships are all based on the spheres, meaning that when we have one feeling overriding the other, it's essentially one sphere relating to the other. And that's what he says, that a person has to look down at his ten spheres, meaning at his personal traits, his personal relationships within himself. V'chasimas tefilaseinu, and how do we end our prayers? What do we say in the end? Aleinu l'shabeach la'adon hakol. It is our obligation to praise the God of everything. Hu adon yachid ki yotzer hakol hu, that He is one master because He has formed everything. V'hu ma she'anu omrim achar kach v'anachnu mishtachavim lifnei melech malchei ha'mlechim ha'kadosh baruch hu. And that's what we say afterwards, a little bit later in Aleinu, that we bow down in front of the King of all kings, the Holy One, blessed be He. Why? Ki melech remez ladon yachid, because the word king refers to single master. Malchei and kings, remez l'shalosh sfiros of shehem ne'alamos, is a hint to the upper three spheros, which are hidden from us. Hamilachim, kings, of kings. Remez libriya yitzira asiya, shehe niglos le'erech ha'ne'alamos. That's a hint to the briya, yitzira, and asiya, to the creation, to the world of creation. And again, these are the worlds that I have discussed at the end of Chapter 2. The world of Bria, of creation from nothing, Yitzira, of formation of something purposeful from matter, and Asiya, the world of actually doing, where completing is not necessarily required. Shehi Niglos Le'erech HaNe'alamos, because with respect to the hidden worlds, these are the revealed worlds. We can relate, as long as something is being created and formed, we can relate to God in that level. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, wrote to Lomer, that means Kehu Shoresh Kol HaKedusha Mikor Kol HaBrachas. He is the root of all holiness, and He is the source of all blessings. And that's what it means when we say in Aleinu, we bow down in front of the King of all kings, the Holy One, blessed be He, that He is the King, He is the One Master, and He is above the hidden spheros, and He is obviously above the revealed spheros, and He is the root of all holiness, and He is the source of all brachas, meaning that He is one and alone, there is nothing besides Him. You can't put God in any box. He's way beyond our reach. And even when we relate to Him on a certain levels, with a certain using certain expressions, He Himself is beyond that. V'zehu shetziva Rabbi Eliezer l'talmidav. And this is what Rabbi Eliezer commanded his students. And this is the Gemara in Brachas and Daf Kaf Ches Amud Beis on page 28. He said like this, Kishatem mispalalim, when you pray, da'u lifni miatem omdim. You should know in front of whom you're standing. Uvimeseches Avos, and the Mishnah also says this in Pirkei Avos in Perik Beis, chapter 2. Amar, he said, Vida lifni miata amel, umihu bal milachtecha, shiishalom lechaschar peulasecha. Know for whom you're working. And in front of whom you are working, because He will is the one who will be paying you the wages for your work. Lifnei mi ata amel, in front of whom you are working. Kiven el haTorah, that is referring to the Torah. You work in front of the Torah. Umilachtecha, and your work. Kiven el kiyum hamitzvos, that's referring to fulfillment of mitzvos, of the commandments. Because that's what you're supposed to do. That's our job, is to fulfill the commandments. Ukimamar hakasov, and just like the pasuk says in the Torah in Vayikra Chavav Gimel, in chapter 26, pasuk 3, im bechukosei teleichu, if you go by my laws, shepirusha shetiyo amelim batorah, which means that if you will be involved in the Torah and you will work on the Torah. Velo amar im bechukim teilechu. It says bechukosai, with my laws, but it doesn't say im bechukim, just with laws. If you go with laws, ela bechukosai, but rather with my laws. Kilomar, in other words, shetasimo leiv el mi shehachukim shelo. Place your hearts and pay attention to the one to whom these laws belong. Meaning, it's not just that the laws are there alone as laws, but rather you should know whose laws are you fulfilling. B'chein b'masa, and the same thing applies to action. V'es mitzvosai tishmeru v'asisim. That's the end of that pasuk over there in Vayikra. And if you will keep my mitzvos, my commandments, and you will do them. I mean, again, it doesn't just say commandments, it says my commandments. V'alzen Yisraim Yisborach v'tofsei HaTorah lo yida'uni. And regarding this, God kind of boasts, and He's not very happy about this. He says, v'tofsei HaTorah lo yida'uni. It's a pasuk in the Navi. The ones who hold on to the Torah, who grab the Torah, they don't know me. Wrote to Lomar, and what that means, they nosnin alev la adon yachid hanosin haTorah shelifan of him amelim. They don't think about the fact. They don't place their hearts to the one master, to the one who gave the Torah. They don't think about that. They don't think that God gave the Torah, and everything they're doing that is part of the Torah, they're doing in front of God. They think, you know, it's a thing by itself. It's not. V'kevan sheyale ha'adam alibo lifnei mi omed ve'oved. And once a person has placed upon his heart, he has established it within himself as a constant idea, as a constant thought, in front of whom he stands, and in front of whom he worships and works, Miyad Yerosa V'yecherad Harada Gedola. Immediately he flinches and he begins to tremble, a great trembling. He begins to shake, literally, because he knows what consequences his deeds have, because in front of whom he's standing. Lekach amru Chazal, and therefore Chazal said, Kishiyamod Adam lehispalal, when a person stands up to pray, Yia be'emo v'pachad, he should be in a state of great fear. V'kein b'techilas lemuda, and the same thing in the beginning of a person's learning, when he begins to learn Torah. V'gam b'chol mitzvah shiyase, and so too with regard to every single mitzvah, with every single commandment that a person does. Tzarech shiyia zav v'chareid besumo alev lifnei mihu poel. He has to move and budge and tremble while he's placing in his heart in front of whom he's working, in front of whom he's serving. Meaning that he has to commit it to his memory and pay attention to it. V'kainam Rashbi, and so also said Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, Kol pekuda delav hi berechimo udechilu lav pekudahi. Any observance during which a person does not have love and fear is not an observance. It's like a person did not fulfill that mitzvah at all. Shehayira v'ha'ahava be'eis halimud v'hatfila v'hamitzvah hara'a shenosen leiv lefnei mihu omid u'mishareis. U'below zeh hudavar batal u'kiman delas adami. That at the time of learning Torah, or at the time of praying, or at the time of fulfilling a mitzvah, it requires that a person pays attention and places it upon his heart in front of whom he stands and serves. And without this, the matter is completely nullified, and it is as if he has never done it. ומי שלא למד חכמת הקבלה ועובד את השם בתום לבבו. A person who has never learned the wisdom of Kabbalah, and yet he serves God with a pure heart, אף על פי שאין מלאכתו שלמה, even though his work is not complete, מלאכת השם תקרא, it is still called the work of God. בשומה הלב בירדה אדון יחד. As long as he can joyfully establish within himself that there is one master. Achasher lamad hachachma, but a person who did learn the wisdom, who misukan meod im lo yishamer kimipnei cherev shel yachshav belibo sheyesh gashmus be'atzmus chas v'chalila. He has to be very careful, as if he has to be careful in front of a sword, that he should not think in any way in his heart that there is any physicality in God himself, chas v'shalom. V'zeh she'amar ha'kasov, and this is what the pasuk says in the Torah, in Devarim Dalet Tasvav, in chapter 4, pasuk 15, v'nishmarta me'od l'nafshu seichem, you should watch your souls really well, kilori isam kol tamuna, that you should not see any image. It's interesting to point out here that this concern that he brings up, that a person may attribute physicality to God, I mean, we're obviously talking about a pious person, not somebody who has problems with idol worship, but somebody who is pious, the only person who should even be concerned about this is the ones who learns Kabbalah. Whereas a person who doesn't learn Kabbalah, he doesn't know anything about this. He doesn't know what the spheres are. He doesn't know what the worlds are. He doesn't know how to how to look at God. To him, God is God. It's just God somewhere out there, and that's all he knows about it. And therefore, his emunah, being that it is a lot simpler and it is a lot purer, it doesn't have any concern, because there is nothing for him to make physical. He just looks at God in an abstract fashion. But a person who delves into the details already, and who begins to relate to God using certain terminology, in certain levels, and certain expressions, and who tries to perceive God, that person has to be careful that he doesn't attribute any physicality to him, because it's very easy. You know, once we start identifying things, then, you know, then we start attributing to God our own interpretations of things, and that you're not allowed to do, and that's what the Torah warns against. V'kein matzinu l'Rashbi alav ha-shalom, and also we find the same thing by Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, be'asko be'omek ha-chachme b'rosh idra d'nasha. When he was involved into the deep study of the wisdom, meaning of Kabbalah, it says in the Zohar the following story, the Idra D'Nasha, and the Chel Gimel Daf Kuf Chav Zayin Amud Beis, in volume 3 on page 127, says like this, Amar Lechavraya Simu Yadchem B'cheki. He said to his friend, to his friends, place your hands on Cheki, on my calf. V'samu Yudehim, so they placed their hands. U'pasach v'amar. And as soon as they did that, he proclaimed, Reb Shimon bar Yochai proclaimed, Arur ha'ish asher yaseh pesel maseicha. Cursed is the man who makes a graven image. V'sam basasar, and he hides it. V'ana kol ha'am v'amru amen. And all of the nation answered amen. Uperush basasar, and the explanation of the word basasar, meaning that he hides it, badavar hanistar, into something that is already hidden. Heim sferosof, and these are the spheres of Hashem Yisbarach, Shahachoshiv Shumrem is Gashmus ke osu pesel maseicha chashuv. That anybody who attributes any physicality to these spheros, it is as if they have made a graven image. Oy loy oy lenafshay. Woe to him, woe to that person, woe to his soul, because that person is doomed. Elohim ruchanios poshut, but they're simply spiritual concepts that do not have any physicality at all. Again, we'll see the same idea, that once a person starts delving into these subjects, that chas v'shalom he can attribute physicality to God. Vim tomar, and now Sefer Charedim asks a question. V'lama kol zeh ha'onosh, why do we need all this punishment? V'halolo nasan gashmas basiba harishona ela bisferosav shehem dimyon malbush. He didn't give any physicality to the prime cause, meaning to God, ela bisferosav, but only to his spheres that are, they're similar to clothing, they're kind of like his garment. So that's the question. Why are you punished so badly for attributing physicality to something that's not God? It's just kind of like a cloak, if you want to look at it that way, kaviyachol. Yei shlomar, so the answer is, ze pegam gadol b'melech gadol v'nora nitchi umal b'mal. It's a great blemish to the great and awesome king who exists forever. And it's like doing me'ila. It's like taking something holy and desecrating it. To think in one's head that the blessed God can wear a physical garment, chas v'shalom. Umisha l'chas l'chavod konora lo shalom ba le'olam v'aruhu mekulol. And a person who is not concerned with the honor of his Creator, it is befit for him that he has never entered this world, he's never been born, and such a person is cursed. V'ein lanu rishus lomar b'levusho, and therefore we are not permitted to say the garment of God. Elamasha omar hakasuv, Tehillim Kav Dalet Beis, but only what the Torah, what the Tanakh calls it. And it's a pasuk in Tehillim in chapter 104, pasuk 2. Ote or Kasalma, that he has enveloped himself in light like a salma, like a cloak. Dugmas or Hamispashit Me'atzmus Hashemesh. It is similar to the light that emanates from the sun itself. V'dugmas or haner shebagaven laven utecheles kedeksiv miliel, and it is similar to the light of a candle, which has a white part and a blue part, like we have written earlier. V'chol gashmos shenimtza kasuv b'Torah hakol mashal v'chida ledvarim dakim ruchaniyim meod, and everything that is written in the Torah using a physical expression, for example, the eyes of God, the hand of God, all of these things that, you know, use physical expressions, they're all a mashal, they're all just a parable, they're all a hint, a comparison, so we could at least relate to it in a certain fashion. For things that are very light and spiritual and have no physical conceptuality at all. Vim Tomar. And now he says, I'll ask you another question. Im Kain, if so, Mihich Nisana Bisgarze Lo Nilmad Chachma Zuklal. He says, who needs all this stuff? Why should we mess with this? If we can mess up so badly and the punishment is so great, why do we have to learn this? Why do we have to know all of this? Why do we have to know, you know, philosophy, how God runs this world? Why do we have to know Kabbalah? Why do we have to try to understand God? Who needs this? Yesh lomar, so we can answer, shechisaron gadolhu. That's a great lack in a person who asks that. Shevada ein ro lehistakel b'melech kishehu arum. It is not proper to look at the king when he is naked. Ela kishehu lavush bigdei tiferes, but rather when he is wearing beautiful garments. Kimadat amras Hashem malach geus lavesh. Just like we say, it says in Tehillim, Hashem malach, Hashem reigned, he was a king. Geus lavesh, and he's dressed in geus, in something that is exalted and high. Geus, so what's Geus? Hu remez le'eser spheros, that's a hint to the 10 spheros. Derech remez amruzal. And the Chazal said this in a hinted fashion. This is a Gemara in Megillah and the Flamed Beis Amud Aleph, in Megillah on page 32. Ha'ochi sefer Torah arum, nigbar arum. A person who holds a sefer Torah while being naked, that person will be buried naked. V'hikshu b'gamora arum salkadaitach. The Gemara asks, you think it means literally naked? Ela arum me'osa mitzvah, but rather it's a person naked from that particular mitzvah. So sefer Torah mashal l'matzel baruch hu. So sefer Torah, that's a hint here to God Himself, blessed be He, Matzel, that He's a noble. If you remember how I explained the four worlds, again, the highest world is the world of Atzilus, where kaviyachol, there is no work, there is no any creation taking place. It's just God. So that's why he calls him throughout all these concepts where he wants to refer to God as somebody who is like the prime being, who is really, really high. He calls him a matzel. So, mit pechosav remez l'sferosav. And his scarves are a hint to his spheres, scars meaning his clothing. Nigbar arum, buried naked, zehu mishnosin libu lematzel veloshas libu lesferosof. That is somebody who places his heart to God, but he does not pay attention to the spheres. Mahu ancho, so what's his punishment? Nigbar arum, he will be buried naked. Kasalka daitach arum, kilu leosaklum. If you're going to say literally he's naked, that means he did nothing. V'hikshu arum selkadaitach. So therefore the Gemara asks, you think naked literally, meaning he doesn't have any mitzvahs? Havadei lesa, that's not true. The kevin davadas Hashem b'som, since he served God purely, secharoito, he gets his reward. Ach arum hum yotze mitzvah, but rather he is naked from that one particular mitzvah. Shalanasan, which mitzvah? Shalanasan kavod latorah, that he did not give the proper honor to the Torah. And in turn, that refers to the Nimshal, to what we use here, the Torah, it is really referring to God. So lo nasan kavod lamatza lase salev levigdei teferah shehu ota. He did not give proper honor to the matzel, to God himself, by placing his heart on this concept of beautiful clothing that God wears. In other words, it's kind of going back to the mashal, to the parable of the king, right? You can honor the king and then you tell him, you know, you ignore his clothing or you tell him it's ugly. Well, that's the same thing as dishonoring the king. So the same thing is kaviyachal with God. You can't just look at kind of God per se, because we can't... it's not enough, but rather you have to look at his spheres, which are his attributes, more or less how he acts with respect to us and with respect to this world. Ukimin pargod or, it's like a curtain of light. Viho omed achari hapargod, and then he, God, stands behind the curtain. Umitocham bemoru gadol histakel b'melech hisbarach. And therefore, from behind the curtain, you can look, you can stare at God with a great fear. B'hakol b'eini haseichel, lo b'eini basar. And everything is seen with the eyes of the mind, not with the physical eyes. That's what, and he's saying here that you have to know it, you have to believe it, you have to understand it in your head. It's not that you're physically going to see anything. There's nothing to see. It's all spiritual. But in your mind, you have to understand you have to understand God, and you have to understand the attributes of God. And this is interesting because this is kind of goes along with the idea of the Rambam, where the Rambam says in a few places in the beginning of the Mishnah Torah, and then specifically in the Moreh Nevuchim, that a person is obligated to know God. And it's not enough to just purely believe in God. You have to understand Him. You have to know Him. And you have to understand His attributes. The same idea is exerted here in Sefer Charedim. However you're going to call His attributes, you know, call Him spheres, call Him whatever you want. The point is that... You have to understand them. You have to see them in the fashion that they are. You can't give them any physicality, and you have to understand that they're not really separate from God, but they're just His representatives. It's how we perceive Him. Kind of similar when you look at a king. So how do you perceive? Meaning a human king. How do you perceive a king? What's your first impression of the king? Is his clothing? That's what he's wearing, right? That's how we perceive people in general. Our first judgment about a person is, what is the guy wearing? So kaviyachol is the same with God. It's not how we perceive God, but how we perceive God's actions. How does He act with us and act in this world? And that is a very important concept, something that has to be understood and studied. This is the end of chapter 4 of Sefer Charedim. And the Mir Hashem next time will continue with chapter 5, which discusses the oneness of God. And chapter 5 is a very long chapter, which we will probably not finish in one lesson, so we'll spend more than one shir on discussing that chapter.